This week, I talked to Ryan Sumo. You've all played Prison Architect. Nobody missed that game back in 2013. He is the artist behind Prison Architect. He started his own studio, Squeaky Wheel Studios, and now he has his own game, Academia School Simulator. I talked about it on the podcast a while back. It was a great game, so it was a real pleasure to talk to Ryan today. Cool. Well, I'm glad we got to do this, man. I got your copy of the game. God, I wanted to say Prison Architect for a second there. But Academia School Simulator. Yeah. And I really enjoyed it. And, you know, it's a real opportune time. I actually work in education. I teach a class, and I also do, like, tech support. So it's kind of funny when people saw me playing School Simulator. You know, people probably thought I was missing work during this quarantine. But I did enjoy it. And I didn't even realize at first, you know, I had played Prison Architect way back in the day when it was on early access with Steam. And then when I played School Simulator, I didn't even notice how similar the graphics looked. And I had no idea you were involved in Prison Architect until I looked it up.
Right, right.
Was that like your first big game that you had worked on?
I was a freelance artist for a very long time. And so I was working on a bunch of like smaller games. Like this was during the time when the iPhone first came out and like everyone tried to be a millionaire on the App Store. So there was a lot of work to go around. And it's kind of slowly transitioned to like PC games. Before Prison Architect, maybe the biggest game that I had worked on was called Space Chem. It was like a sci-fi kind of puzzle game where you're like bonding molecules together. It was very crack for programmers. So that was pretty popular in its time. And then that's actually how the Prison Architect guys found me. And that's what led to Prison Architect.
Oh, so they found you through Space Chem. And I am familiar with that game. And yeah, it's like a programming simulator almost is kind of how I think about it.
Yeah,
it's like playing Guitar Hero, except instead of playing guitar, you're programming. Gives you the satisfaction of doing it. But Prison Architect, that came out right when Steam first started doing early access. I remember that was one of the games that was part of that Kerbal Space Program and some other ones I can't quite remember. Were you involved with anything other than the art with Prison Architect, or was it strictly just art design?
No, I was strictly I was a freelancer then, so they'd contracted me to do the art specifically. I would play the game and they would maybe throw a bunch of questions at me every now and then. I'd give them some feedback, but I was not involved in with Introversion specifically with designing the game.
Okay. So then after that, you kind of branched out and started your own studio, Squeaky Wheel Studio.
Mm-hmm.
So with School Simulator, Academia School Simulator, are you now handling more than just the art?
Yeah. So after Prison Architect, our first game after Prison Architect, Political Animals. It was like a political strategy game. You're trying to win the elections, but you're an animal. You can pick like a mouse, a crocodile, or whatever, like to be your avatar. And so we launched that in 2016, I believe. Yeah, 2016. Right. It's like maybe 2 weeks before the U.S. elections, which is a very poor time to do it because I think everyone already had election fatigue at that point. And then that didn't do so well, and so we kind of pivoted, and within a few months, we decided to do, Academia School Simulator, and we launched that in 2017. So for this game, I'm kind of all over the place. I sort of do a little bit of everything, with the exception of programming, because programming is like magic to me, basically. I have no idea what's going on when I see code. But I do like a bit of the business stuff, a bit of design stuff, mostly art. One of my co-founders we have two co-founders. One is our lead programmer, one is our lead designer, and so that's kind of how we share the work.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned that programming is like magic to you. That's kind of how I feel about art. I mean, I am not an artistic person, at least not drawing things. And I'm curious, like as an artist, do you think it's a gift that you're born with, or is that just something that's learned, or is it a little bit of both?
I'm sure it's a little bit of both. I you kind of have an inclination. I think, like, I remember when I have this very weird, like, specific memory of me as maybe like a 7-year-old or 8-year-old, like, seeing an F1 car in some, like, reference book and, like, trying to draw it, and then looking at my drawing and thinking, like, oh, that's not so bad. Like, maybe I can keep doing this. But obviously a lot of that is, there's a lot of work involved also. And just, yeah, like, it takes quite a while. Even, like, with academia and prison architects art, it seems like fairly simplistic art. And, I'm not sure how to put it, but, like, just knowing specifically, like, what colors should this be, how to make something stand out, how to make something pop, like, these are just, like, small things that you kind of learn along the way. And in some cases, I can't even explain, like, how to do stuff, so I would be a very poor teacher, I think, but it's just, like, kind of absorbed knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not just, like, the artistic style, but there also has to be some legibility or some clarity in it so people can understand what you're trying to tell them through the graphics. Mm-hmm. So I've noticed Space Chem, Prison Architect, Academia, they all kind of have a similar art style. But I noticed on your Twitter, sometimes you post sketches and things that are very, very different from that. Do you have a specific art style that you like or that you think you excel at?
You know me, like, how just Prison Architect, like, by virtue of its immense popularity, right? Like, it's sold millions of copies now, and, like, Paradox has taken over, that it's kind of spawned, like, a family tree of similar-looking games. Mm-hmm. And, like, every now and then I'll get people criticizing Academia for copying Prison Architect's art. And I've just kind of learned to not get annoyed by that anymore. Yeah, but so I like to say that Prison Architects was born of efficiency, because when they had contracted me to do that, they were like, they actually thought that I would only be there for 4 months. They had no idea even that the game would be that big and we would actually be working on it for almost like 4 to 5 years. And so a lot of the art there, like, my mindset was just like, how do I keep this, like, as simple as possible, as simple and readable as possible, but also, you know, still attractive. And so, like, when that's kind of my focus when I try to do game art, because I'm, like, by myself, or I don't have, like, a, you know, like, a team of, like, junior artists to help me out. So if I can keep it as simple as possible, then that's the best for me. Mm. On the flip side, like, with my other art, like my watercolor art, like, that's when I kind of get to play around a little bit and maybe do something a little bit more complex. And I try to, like, as much as possible, like, even though you can simulate, like, watercolors on on digital now, I actually do all of my work on paper, just because I want to step away from the digital world for a while.
So you're saying you do, like, your personal drawings on paper, but things cool. Yeah, again, like, artistry just eludes me. I have a tough time understanding that kind of stuff. But the game looks great, and I see what you're saying. It's I don't want to use the word simple. It's not a simple design, but it's a very effective. Mm-hmm. Effective way of illustrating that a sim game. And I'm wondering why the school setting? Why did you choose that for Academia?
I mentioned that, like, our first game had not done very well. And to link it up to, like, to the art, like, so for the art for Political Animals, I spent a really long time on that, and I wanted to, I guess in my arrogance, I kind of wanted to not, like, just be the prison architect art guy. And mm-hmm. so, like, I wanted to show off a little bit and say, oh, like, this is what I can do. But yeah, that didn't do too well. So, like, reverting to, like, the old art style seemed like it was a more safer bet. But for the theme, I think our logic was kind of like, we wanted to make something that hopefully could save the company, because we were already running out of money. So, like, what's possibly the most effective theme, or the most popular theme that we could build around, like, a building type game, like like similar to Prison Architect. Mm-hmm. And our logic was, not everyone's been to prison, but most everyone's been to school. So maybe that'll work.
That's true. Yeah, it's something everybody can relate to. I mean, a prison architect, like a sim game based on a prison, that's so unique. But in a way, the school setting is kind of too, because I can really only think of one school sim game, maybe about 20 years ago. I think it was like School Tycoon or...
Yeah,
but that's really the only school simulator game. I mean, there's plenty of theme parks ones, where the hospital ones are pretty popular, and of course, any sort of like building or management is all out there. But yeah, the school setting is, well, at least I've never played a sim game quite like that.
Yeah. I was just going to say, like, I think maybe part of the reason is that it's actually a lot more difficult than you would think to make an enjoyable school simulation game. So just as an example, right, like for like maybe like the grandfather of these games is like Lemonade Tycoon, right? Mm-hmm. Like you go out, you sell some lemonade, and then the next day, like you kind of tinker with the recipe or whatever a little bit, and then you kind of see if that works to attract more people, right? Like the core game loop is so strong. So that kind of builds for like even with bigger games, like a similar game to ours, I think is Another Brick in the Mall. I'm not sure if you've heard of that.
No, I haven't.
But yeah, so it's like a mall simulation game, and so like you're building a mall, people come in, and then like the next day, like you kind of just repeat that loop, and that's it's a really like strong game loop. The weird thing with the school is you can't really simulate it in the same way, right? Like, so you with a business game, like the consequences are the customers don't come anymore. They just don't. With a school, you're sort of like we kind of did this where like kids would drop out, right? Like if your school is really terrible, mm-hmm. but like it's not quite as natural. Like to imagine that students would just drop out every day because your school sucks. And like a lot of the feedback, like when running a school is, it happens like towards the end of the year. Right. So like we have like a really kind of, there's like a long gap in between, like when you're playing and when you finally see the results. And I think, yeah, like there's a lot of difficulty in like making that, engaging, I think.
Well, I think that's also that happens in schools as well. I mean, some people think they can run schools like a business. I'm talking in real life, of course. Really a school is just it's an odd place, man. It's a weird mixture of maybe business and family. I don't know how to describe it, but it's a very odd social dynamic there. And I imagine that, you know, a game like that, people may play and they say, well, this doesn't represent reality quite accurately. And obviously it's a video game, so you can't, you don't want to be exact. But where did you, were you just pulling from your own experiences when you were designing this game, or did you get any outside input to kind of build this?
A lot of research, like looking up school manuals and stuff like that. Obviously, we draw from our own personal experiences, and also from pop culture, right? Like a lot of, and this is like similar to Prison Architect, and like the majority of the population of the world has not actually been to prison, but they probably saw a prison movie or a prison TV show, so they have this like fantasy of what a prison looks like, right? So Architect or Academia School Simulator. So when you're playing Prison Architect, you're kind of playing a fantasy of a prison, right? It's not really a real prison.
Yeah.
The problem for us was the fact that everyone has gone to school is kind of a double-edged sword, because everyone has gone to school, and so everyone has really, really strong opinions about like what a school should be, what you should experience in the school, and so that kind of threw us for a loop. So mostly our own experience. We would also like every now and then do surveys with the players, like, hey, like, you know, what are your experiences in school? Like, what do you think would be cool to be here? early access process, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, a lot of research of actual schools and fictional schools to try to figure out like what works, yeah, in a school game.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned early access. You guys still are in early access on this game. Do you have any idea when you're going to be leaving early access, or at this point, is it not even in sight?
We will release this year, sometime this year. I can't say specifically when, but it has been like, we started working on this like January of 2017. So it's been 3 years, and yeah, it's almost been 3.5 years. So it's been a while since we started working on it. Mm-hmm. And I think we're all a little bit eager to kind of think about another game already. So we're definitely at the point where we're adding stuff that we feel will make the game feel much more like complete. And yeah, hopefully we'll release version one before the end of the year.
Okay, so very close here. So is it pretty much the game is designed, it's running, it's working, it's just cosmetic stuff you're going to be adding at this point, or is there any big changes that are coming before release?
There's going to be some more mechanics. I don't want to share everything, obviously, but we definitely have a few new zones that we want to add. A couple of mechanics that'll increase the challenge of the game. That's one thing that we think, like, there's a lot of people that like the game like as a sandbox, and that's great. We love that. But there are like some gamers who want more of a challenge, and so mm-hmm. we're trying to add some more mechanics that will increase like the challenge level for those that are looking for that kind of experience.
You know, my experience, I don't know if my experience is the same as anyone else's, but so for me, like the first, I don't know, of course, like in all sim games, my first run doesn't go very well. I restart with all that knowledge I've learned, yeah. And then, you know, I do much better the second time. And the right. first maybe 10 hours of the game, I felt like I was kind of treading water, just trying to make all the right moves so everything functions properly. But then somewhere around that point, you know, I started to make enough money and buy enough land. And that's when I was able to start really getting creative with the design and playing around with different things like the design of my school or the decoration or right. the decor and everything. So is that kind right. of the intended game design there, or is it supposed to be kind of a challenge all the way through?
I mean, that's actually really good. I'm glad you had that experience. I mean, 10 hours, maybe. I don't know if you were you like really frustrated by the end of that 10 hours, or like how were you feeling about the game at that point?
No, I was definitely enjoying it. I mean, I've got mm-hmm. over 30 hours in the game right now, so I've put quite okay. some time into it. But mm-hmm. the probably around the first half of that really felt like a challenge, but I definitely did enjoy it. I did kind of feel yeah. like, oh, I wish I could be a little more creative and put some kind of do this my way if only I had the money. But I don't know. I felt like that was kind of good that it didn't give me that right away, too.
Yeah.
You know, if I really wanted that, I could just try to go for a sandbox mode, I guess.
That's that is a challenge. Like to try to. I mean, honestly, like you throw the game at anyone, and they'll tell you like, oh, it's too easy. Ah, it's too hard. Mm-hmm. It's kind of impossible, right? To especially with these kinds of so many complex systems, like kind of playing with each other. It's hard to get that perfect balance of like challenging, but just rewarding enough to keep you going. Kind of feeling. For everyone, we're constantly like trying to tweak the game to improve that. So there was a long time where like people were having difficulty at the start of the game, or they felt like they were like running out of money. So like we kind of tweaked the tuition fee a little bit, and eventually we just added like the difficulty meter, like where you can choose like how much income you can get per student. So like you can kind of just like customize it to your own like preferred level of difficulty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed those settings at the beginning, and whenever I would run into something difficult or something I didn't quite understand, I'd jump on Google and Google it. And because you guys have been working on the game so much and it's been changing throughout all these years, I found that, you know, sometimes the information I would find wouldn't apply to the newest build, but eventually I was able to figure it out. I did have one specific question, though. So the lockers, are they just cosmetic at this point? I've noticed students walk up and they kind of stand in front of them sometimes, but I don't know what they do with them or if that's benefiting my students in any way.
Yeah, I mean, right now they're just cosmetic.
Okay.
We've been trying to figure out like how to integrate that in like a meaningful way in the game, and we're still not sure like how to make that how to make them more meaningful in the game. But right now it's just like, yeah, it's nice to have lockers.
Yeah, it's a school. It's got to have lockers.
Yeah.
So you had mentioned that you guys are kind of itching for a new project. Have you come up with any ideas that you think, or any ideas that look good, or is it still just at the drawing board?
We'll be thinking about some ideas. Nothing concrete yet. We're also kind of I'm a little bit distracted also because last year, because Academia had done like well enough that like we had some extra cash in the bank, we actually agreed with to publish a game from another local studio, and so they're working on their game. That's called Ruin Arc. It's kind of like if you're familiar with RimWorld, it's as if you were the storyteller in RimWorld and you're destroying people's lives, basically. So kind of like Dungeon Keeper, I think. Dungeon Keeper plus RimWorld. That's kind of the theme of the game, and that's coming out in early access in August. And so we're working with them right now. It's mostly me right now. I'm like kind of working with them to figure out like how to do the marketing and kind of get the game out there and hopefully have a successful launch in August.
Oh, okay. So let me back it up a second. So you said it's like RimWorld, but you are like, I don't know, the state of chaos or something, kind of just messing up these people's lives. Okay, well, that's an interesting take. That sounds cool. You know, one thing I always like to ask, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but are there any other games that have an art style that you really appreciate? I feel like I always ask artists this, and then they just blank on it. But you know, as an artist, or I wonder what you consider to be really, really good game art.
That is. I like all sorts of game art.
Or is there any other style of game art? Political Animals was a very different style from what you've typically done.
Yeah.
Is there any other style of art you would like to use in a game?
Well, so one, like, yeah, this is like maybe an extreme version of art. It's more like graphic design, but have you heard of the game called Mini Metro?
Oh yeah, Mini Metro.
Yeah. So like that's more like, it's less like art illustration and more like graphic design, right? But like I absolutely love just the look of that game. It's really, really something else. I'm really, you got me thinking really hard now.
I know it's a tough question, but Mini Metro, yeah, I do, and I can see why you like that. Again, it's like a simple but elegant design there, and it's very, very effective for that game. And that's go ahead.
Darkest Dungeon.
Oh, Darkest Dungeon, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just the dark strokes.
It's a very, very specific art style, like suited to the game. Yeah, that's really, really, really nice. And the game itself is really good. Like I lost quite some time to that game, and like I eventually sold like my Switch copy because I just was not good for my life to be spending too much time in the game.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I put quite a few hours in that game, and I know they've got like a PvP update coming up, but I'm scared to jump back into games like this.
No, I'm not. Reminded me of one less game, which is Banner Saga. Tactics game, very inspired by like old like Disney art. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, some great art there. I played that when it came out, I want to say 2014. It was a while ago, but Yeah. Definitely. You said it. It's like that old Disney art style. Yeah, I think if you're of a certain age, you just automatically like that. Those are some great choices right there. I should have prepped you with those questions so you could have time to think about it. I apologize.
That's all right.
All right, man. Well, it's been really great talking to you. You know, I've had so much fun playing your game, and I can't wait till it reaches the 1.0. That'll be a great spot for me to dip back into it and start playing around with it more. Well, Ryan, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure.
Cool. Thank you so much. Is it okay if I ask people to wishlist Ruinark on Steam? And yeah, please do follow Academia as well. We've got a few updates coming soon. We're also just launched on the Humble Store. So we're kind of expanding our reach now.
Awesome. I will include links to all of that in the description below. So check that out, guys. And Ryan, thank you so much for your time.